This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A soldier angry over a property deal killed at least 26 people in a rampage in northeastern Thailand before being shot dead Sunday morning. David Doyle has the story for Reuters.
Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said on Sunday that the soldier, named as Jakrapan Toma, was angry over a house deal involving a relative of his commanding officer. That officer was killed by Jakrapant, officials said, before he stole a Humvee, assault weapon and ammunition and drove to a shopping mall in the northeastern city of Nakhon Ratchasima. During a 12-hour standoff, hundreds of shoppers fled the mall as the police and army launched several rescues. Hours before he began shooting on Saturday, Jakrapant posted on Facebook denouncing greedy people. He continued to post written updates during the attack until Facebook shut down his account. The army said Jakrapant was a sharp shooter who had taken many special courses, including on planned ambushes.
Reuters reporter David Doyle. The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now reached 811, surpassing the number of deaths caused by the SARS pandemic of 2002 and 2003. That's according to Chinese officials on Sunday. 89 people died of the illness on Saturday. That's according to China's National Health Commission. The SARS epidemic is believed to have killed 774 people and sickened 8,100 in China and the Special Administrative Region of Hong Kong in 2002 and 2003. Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made the request after a meeting with the Pope on Sunday. On Saturday, rather. You're listening to VOA News. Iranian state television reported Sunday that Iran failed in an attempt to launch an Iranian-made Zafar satellite into the Earth's orbit. A spokesman for the Iranian Defense Ministry told state TV that the satellite did not reach orbit because it did not hit the necessary speed. It's at least the third failed satellite launch by Iran since the start of a 2019 program that Washington claims is helping Tehran to advance its ballistic missile capabilities and thus its ability to deliver nuclear warheads. Iranian officials say the satellite's primary mission was collecting imagery to study earthquakes, prevent natural disasters, and develop agricultural resources. Ireland has begun counting votes in a national election that an exit poll indicated would show a historic breakthrough for left-wing nationalist Sinn Féin. Eimear McCarthy reports.
Irish voters look to have handed a historic breakthrough to left-wing nationalists Sinn Féin, leaving Ireland with a fractured political landscape and no clear path to a governing coalition. Vote counting was underway on Sunday, but the exit poll after Saturday's general election suggested that support for Sinn Féin has surged by 50%. That brings the former political wing of the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, into joint first place on 22% with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, the two centre-right parties that have dominated Irish politics for a century. Sinn Féin is likely to fall behind the other two, but the result still represents a major shake-up to the establishment.
Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reporting. The Democratic hopefuls who are competing to face U.S. President Donald Trump in this year's election are heading for the New Hampshire primary that takes place on Tuesday. During a Sunday interview with the ABC News show this week, former Vice President Joe Biden had this to say about his competitor, Pete Buttigieg.
We're going to have to be able to win states like Pennsylvania. You're going to have to be able to win Florida. We're going to have to be able to win a lot of places that, in fact, have very diverse populations. And so the assertion that he's ready across the board, I don't see it.
Buttigieg had a strong showing in Iowa, while Biden finished fourth. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning American governors from across the country over the risks of doing business with China, saying competition with China is happening on a federal, state, and local level and has consequence for U.S. foreign policy and national security. Pompeo made the comments on Saturday during a National Governors Association meeting in Washington, D.C. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.